Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan to get a better feel on what's going down at a mandatory minicamp over the last couple of days. We go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Covers your Browns for Cleveland.com. You might know him as Coach Riz. You might know him as Lance Reisland. Either way, he joins us now. Lance, what's going on?
Jake, how are you today, buddy?
Always doing good. A day where football is being played on any field in the state of Ohio, at least northeastern Ohio. I got a smile on my face. I'm doing good today. How about you?
Oh, there's no question. Beautiful day out there watching practice. It's fantastic.
Love to hear it. Lance, it's going to be a question basically at any time that we talk for the remainder of the preseason and everything else. You watch the quarterbacks today. Let me hear it. How did they look?
Well, I will say this. Over the last couple of days, I thought Shedeur Sanders had his best day. And what I mean by that is, once again, it's not too high. It's not too low. I think these guys are getting way too much hype, and they're also getting way too much criticism at this point. But what I see out of him, starting with Sanders, is I saw a guy who his feet are getting much more calm in the pocket. He's always been a really good processor. The more reps he gets, the better he gets. Dylan Gabriel was really good today. Flacco got minimal reps. Pickett struggled a little bit today down in the red zone, but he's had his high moments too. And for me, there's some bad throws out there, but I see a lot of processing, and I want to act like I can see the whole play. I'd love to have the practice film, but what it looks like to me is that these guys are progressing in terms of they're going to the right spot. And I think with time and reps, they'll complete some of these passes, but it looks like they're all on the same page. They're all playing with great pace. They're all being really good leaders in the huddle. They're all calm. They're doing a really good job. They're all kind of feeding off each other. Flacco hasn't gotten much work last couple of days just because I think they know what they got out of him. But I was really impressed with the steps that both Sanders and Gabriel have taken in the last couple of days, just processing and throwing really good balls, and footwork was really good, and transfer of weight. They did a lot of really good things. They've been working hard on their craft, and you can see it.
Lance, I want to talk to you a little bit about Joe, because I think we obviously heard Kevin yesterday sort of speak to the fact that, yeah, Joe got less reps, and that's intentional. Like, we're doing that by design. You lay out one of the reasons there. At what point, though, do we look at Joe and say that becomes a problem in a four-man quarterback competition, is that you're throwing him out there less, and either he's not going to be ready by the start, and even though he's a veteran, he does need those reps. He said today he'd love to be taking every single rep on the field.
Well, you know, that's good that a quarterback wants to do that, obviously. But, you know, they do such a good job with mental reps, and they have all the walkthroughs and things like that. And what Flacco gives you, as you and I talked about last week, is that he doesn't have to go through that whole process in terms of learning it in the playbook, learning it through the walkthrough, then learning it once the defense makes their corrections and you have to make your corrections. He's done all that. Not only he's done it here, but he's done it for a long time. So the learning that you're seeing, everybody wants to know about the competition. What I'm seeing is a ton of learning happening. I'm seeing really, especially defensively, they have great energy. I'm seeing the Browns offensively kind of going back to what they're doing with the run game and some of the play action stuff. So I would become a concern once you start to get the pads on, once you get into training camp and you start getting, you know, immediate, you know, once you put those pads on, you're immediately getting ready for week one. So that would be my area. That's when I would be concerned, or I would say, you know what, there's a better idea of who is first, who's second, who's third, and who's fourth, or, you know, things of that nature. But right now, I don't think it's a big deal because it's such a learning time.
So with it being a learning time, would you say at this point is they're evaluating quarterbacks, the competition at this point has begun, or this is still that sort of ramp-up period to get everybody up to speed, and the competition really doesn't start until I probably get to training camp next month?
Well, I think it's going to start. I mean, obviously they're competing. Especially, I mean, they do a great job defensively competing, but that quarterback position, I think right now, they to allow yourself to play at a high level, you have to know what you're doing. And I think what they're doing a really nice job of is trying to make sure all these guys are amped up in terms of they know exactly what they're supposed to do on every single play, and then they got to make plays. And you can't make plays if your brain's thinking, right? So they got to make sure that this all becomes reactionary to them, and then the best guy will kind of rise to the top, right? So they don't have a chance. Right now, Gabriel and Sanders, I don't believe really have a chance realistically to start week one just because they're still learning the system and they're unable to play at a super high level just because they don't know it yet. Now, will that happen over time? It possibly will happen. But right now, I think Joe Flacco, without question, gives them the best chance to win. And he's also played really well. And I've had a lot of people say, well, is it before those guys can catch? No, he's playing really, really well. He throws the football with velocity better than the other three. And you can especially see that in the red zone and when they're doing some routes that you got to kind of squeeze it in there. But I think if he can kind of bridge the gap in terms of, you know, win some games and then get those guys ready. But, you know, I still think it's a long way away. And when the pads go on, everything will kind of shift, both good and bad for a lot of positions.
Lance, help me sort of bridge the gap here between Kevin Stefanski talking to the media and saying one thing and whether or not it actually means something. Because he addresses today, like, Dillon Gabriel running with the first team. Shador has yet to do so. And he tells you, don't read into that. It's still installation period. That doesn't matter. Is that something that actually doesn't matter? Or are they sort of telling us something without telling us something without Shador getting first team reps?
Well, I think Shador's, I think you want to set your quarterbacks up for success, right? We've seen in the past when a quarterback takes a beating, how it regresses their talent level almost, right? They almost go backwards and to what got them to the NFL. So I think what they're doing with Shador and what they're doing with Dillon is they're trying to make sure, like I said, make sure these guys know what they're doing first. Because once you know what you're doing, then you can play at 100 miles per hour, which is something they can't do yet. If you watch, I sent out a bunch of clips today, and they're really doing a good job. But on a lot of those clips, they're just a little bit late. And those are things that will happen with time. And obviously, it's only going to get faster as they get closer to the season. So I really don't look into that because of the five or six, seven practices that I've been at already this year, they've had different rotations in everything they do. And they've had different rotations with situational football. And again, those quarterbacks come off and they're all talking to each other. Then they're going over to the sideline. They're watching the film in real time. So they're all learning the system. Obviously, what I think it does is it puts more of an emphasis on the preseason games more than it has in the past, just because they're going to have not only that position, but there's some other positions and some positions of depth that they got to find out what guys they have. Obviously, the quarterback position is the most important.
Lance Risen, Cleveland.com, with us here on the hotline. I guess I'll ask you, Lance, like if you're sitting there and you're looking at the quarterbacks right now, it's sort of a hypothetical, but you think it's more likely that as we go into this season, given the makeup of the room, that we see something like four quarterbacks, or that it's more likely that we would see like two or less, that, you know, even if it's a veteran to start, but then that one of these rookies actually has the potential to run away and take the job?
Well, you would hope it's two or less, right? And if you get more than that, you're talking about really, really bad play, I would say, and you're talking about injury, right? So you would hope that they can kind of, you know, separate themselves and get to those top two guys where the top two guys are playing and that third guy is ready to go. As we've seen in the past, that's important that a lot of those guys are ready. I don't see any of these guys separating themselves, but for Kevin Stefanski, that's got to be a call above him. Right now, his job is to get the best guys ready to play week one. His job, it obviously, is to develop guys and do things, but his job is to win football games. And the development, things like that, that has to happen in the meeting room. That has to happen during camp. That has to happen during all these individual drills and all these drills that these guys do. They have to make those steps forward on their own while they're doing that. They have to, you know, once mandatory minicamp's over tomorrow, they got to go wherever they're going or stay here or whatever it is, and they got to continue to learn the playbook and continue to work their feet. Because the only way they can become a starter, especially those two young guys, is if they know everything and their footwork is right. Because even when everything is perfect, you know everything, in the NFL, it doesn't matter. The defenses are too good. So I think it's important that they get to those top two guys, because after that, you're talking injury or you're talking really poor play. And if you're talking really poor play, then are these guys, you know, what players and coaches would be around the year after? So I still think the focus has to be winning, especially for Kevin Stefanski. And the development comes from his assistants, and the development comes from, you know, people above him saying, hey, I want to see this guy play and all that kind of stuff. But if I'm the head football coach, my job is to win games. I'm not trying to make people, you know, I'm not trying to make anybody happy. I'm putting the best 11 on the field. And if you have four guys that can play, great, then play them. But you're playing the guys who are ready to play and help you win games.
Lance, I'll get you one more question here on the quarterbacks, because yesterday we listened to both Dylan Gabriel and Shador talk. And I want to highlight Shador. I thought Dylan handled his interview very well, his talk with the media. But were you impressed by the way that Shador answered some of the questions that he went through and did? It felt like, at least to me, the mindset and the process that he was going about felt like the right way in the right sort of headspace to be in during this. Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. You know, both of those guys have great energy. And what I mean by that, they don't think of them not getting, you know, they don't look at themselves and say, hey, I'm not getting a lot of reps. This is, they're kind of learning and they're taking advantage of when they get in. They jump in, they're excited about being in whatever reps they get. So I think both of those guys have handled themselves very well with the media. I think Dylan has done a great job. Being your third round pick, they bring in a fifth round guy and everybody thinks the fifth round guy is better automatically. Now, he might be down the road, but automatically they're assuming Shador Sanders is going to be the starter. And I think he's handled himself very good. The thing I like about both of them is that they have to work on controlling the controllables. They can't worry about what all of us say. They can't worry about any of that. They have to control what they can control, which is how they take care of their body, how they practice, the effort they put in film room, the effort they put in, you know, their diet, nutrition, sleep, all those things that are vital for an NFL player, especially an NFL quarterback. Those are things they got to do on their own. Those are the controllables. Everything else they can't worry about. And I thought they both answered questions wonderfully, very mature. Obviously Dylan's a little bit older. He's very polished, but you can tell Sanders has grown up in a household where, you know, there's been some famous people. So yeah, I thought they both handled themselves very, very well. Their body language on the field, when they're in the game, when they're in, at practice, when they're talking to the media, they've been really impressive in terms of how they carry themselves.
Lance, we got to hear from Deontay Johnson today, a guy that we've talked about previously and sort of just thrown out like, yeah, basically best case scenario here is a lottery ticket. If it works, it's great. If not, you didn't invest much and you're kind of expecting that after last year. After listening to him talk today, just sort of the way that he spoke and the accountability he almost took for it and going through and basically being like, hey, this is this year, last year was last year, we're forgetting that. Is there any more confidence that this year should be more of a positive and more than a lottery ticket for Deontay Johnson?
Well, you never know what a player's situation is, right? So you never know anybody else's story. So you try to, as an NFL coach, I couldn't even imagine it because you're dealing with grown men. But even at the high school level, when a kid would come in or a kid would, you know, come from another school or whatever it is, you don't know their story. So you try not to have any preconceived bias, I guess. So whatever he's done, if he's going to clean that up, that's on him. Obviously, like you said, they haven't invested a ton of resources in getting him, but that's a position of need. And, you know, if you can get this guy now, does his position coach get to him? Does he believe in Kevin Stefanski? Does he believe in the system? Do the leaders on the team not allow some of the stuff that he does that has gotten him moved on? You know, can he control those things? Obviously just a couple of days of practice, he practiced. You can see the physical talent. Obviously with a guy like that, it's not about the physical talent. It's being able to control himself and do the right things off the field. And I think that's, you know, that comes from the culture You know, those things when people say culture, that it's not what you say, it's what you do. Is the guys that are in charge and the guys who are their leaders, are they setting the example for this guy to play and for this guy to get on the straight and narrow? Because you can see the talent, and you know that it's going to be, it's really going to show you, are the Browns moving in the right direction in terms of culture and how things are expected to be when you become a Cleveland Brown?
Lance Reisen, Cleveland.com, with us here on the hotline. Lance, I saw somebody sort of breaking down the wide receiver room and basically what it went. I want to say it was Zach Jackson, but I don't want to misquote that. It just like the wide receivers and the guys who were out there, sort of where they were running. No Cedric Tillman sort of working off to the side today. Same was the story with Michael Woods. Is the wide receiver room outside of it, knowing as shallow as it has been this year, at least from name value and just what we've seen out of guys up to this point, have they impressed anybody at all? Have they been higher than expected? Anything that was different than expectation for you?
Well, I think it was Zach, and I agree with what Zach said in terms of besides Judy and then, you know, those guys not practicing today, it's kind of a crapshoot in what you have, right? So you have David Bell, you have Jamari Thrash, who's had a pretty good camp. The Cannon Davis kid, the Davis kid, Luke Floria, those guys have been outstanding. Obviously, they're putting a lot of good film out there. I think Luke Floria has been outstanding for a slot receiver. I really think he has a chance to make this team. I know he's undersized. I tend to look at what kids can do and not what they can't do. And I understand he can't do some things, but there's some things he's really impressive with. So that's where that Deontay Johnson comes in for me. Now, I don't think that it's as vital as people, if Seth Tillman can be play at a high level, because I do think they're going to be in 12 personnel with Fannin, who's been super impressive. And as I've said before with you, in that 12 personnel, you really kind of need 2-3 receivers, right? And if Tillman can produce, and then you have Deontay Johnson, if he can get it, you know, do the right thing, then you have 3 pretty polished, you know, veteran type guys. It also allows you to stay in 12 personnel more and create those matchups, because Fan is kind of a unicorn. He's kind of a tight end hybrid receiver kind of guy. So he's a matchup guy that Kevin Stefanski loves. So I don't think that's as vital. I think Zach's right on in terms of there's not a lot of answers, and there's not a lot of guys who, you know, like I said, the David Bells, the Jamari Thrash. I know they love DeAndre Carter and he's switchy, but I also know they have to improve their kick return games. In the last couple of years, they brought in guys for help on the kick returns, and they've gotten hurt at receiver. So I think they're going to focus maybe on keeping Carter as a returner. But Caden Davis, like I said, he's been good. That Gage Leviardon, he's made some plays. But these aren't names you know, right? And these are, when you're talking about NFL and trying to win games, after Judy, Tillman for me is the key. I think Deontay Johnson will be okay, but you know, you're rolling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the dice, Tillman is the key for that offense because then you're pretty good in 12 personnel.
Lance, as always, appreciate you carving out the time. Always love getting your insight. And as the Browns offseason progresses, I look forward to getting more and more often here.
Absolutely, Jake. Thanks for having me, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Most definitely. Lance Reisland at Cleveland.com giving us great stuff there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what Lance had to say. And as well, hey, Lance basically lays you out, maybe not so much, should we be reading into the fact that Shador's not getting first team reps. I thought it was really interesting. Lance breaking down there sort of the possibility of Joe versus, you know, one of the potential rookies starting early on. I think it just makes a ton of sense. The way that overall Lance looks at the quarterback position, and I think he has a really good headspace on sort of where they're at, being a former coach, being a former player at the collegiate level, sort of where the headspace of a team's at this point in the year. I think it brings really good insight into what the Browns are looking at. Now, one of the other things he looked at, because it's very apparent, Shador's not getting first-team reps at the moment, even when we're talking rookies, that's going to Dylan Gabriel. And at some point, you know, third-round, fifth-round pick, you're just handing that over to the guy with the higher draft capital attached to him, who the Browns told you, hey, we like this quarterback better, at least as things stand right now. Shador was on the board. They drafted Dylan Gabriel. Like, we all need to make sure that's abundantly clear. They had a chance to draft Shador multiple times, and in the third, when we're going quarterback, not Shador Sanders. So like, that all adds up at the point that we're at right now. Shador hasn't just absolutely sprinted away with the job, and at some point, how could you? Right? It's not a clear, definitive line to even get there. But I thought it was interesting. Lance broke it down because Kevin Stefanski today was asked about, you know, Shador's not getting the reps. Dylan Gabriel is. What are we looking at here? And this is what he told you.
Let's not look too much into who's out there when. We're in installation phase, we're in teaching phase, so not much to look into.
Now, anytime we're having a four-man quarterback competition and Kevin goes, hey, don't look into this. Hey, Kevin, it's June 11th. We're looking into everything, okay? Every single time. You're making conscious decisions to put quarterbacks in certain spots. We're looking into every single move that you make. But what I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092 is whether or not we should be or not. Like, is this something that in your eyes, this early on, I mean, we're still sitting here in mandatory minicamp, does it matter the fact that Shador is not getting first-team reps? And do you believe Kevin's sitting there saying, it's installation period, we're not actually going through and doing anything here? Like, oh, we're just getting these guys up to speed. And obviously, that point's going to come later on. You're going to get to a spot where it matters what team these guys are playing with. I know that Kevin's sitting there and telling me that doesn't matter at all, and they're basically just running guys out there. But at some point, it does have to matter to some degree, right? It's really early. And, like, again, Cedric Tillman wasn't on the field today. Michael Woods wasn't on the field today. It's not like he's running with the first team anyway, but just for context. Like, you're developing a relationship, if you're running with the first team, with Jerry Jeudy earlier on than any of the other guys are. Like, Jeudy has not caught a pass, at least not in a team drill, that they're running while the media is there from Shador Sanders. We have not seen him make that connection. Where Dylan Gabriel is getting that opportunity. Early as that opportunity might be, those are the little things to me that at least start to matter. Right, it might be not the grand scheme of things. Like, Shador could fly up the depth chart when we get to training camp, and then nobody's going to be having this conversation. But early on, that has to matter, because if you're not going to start the rookies, and Lance is pretty adamant, he thinks that there's a very low possibility that a rookie is starting week one, and I would echo that sentiment as well. But you aren't going to have that opportunity as much during training camp either. Like, if we think that during this quarterback competition, Shador is fully running with the ones and having that as much as these other guys, I would think not. I think you spend a lot more time with the third and the fourth team. Again, unless you take this quarterback room just by a chokehold and run away with it. But if you're going to start these guys at some point, those are the reps. Knowing, you know, timings on route with Judy, knowing the way that he runs certain routes are the little inside football things that nobody thinks about when you get to the regular season, but actually matter. Every rep you run with a guy, the amount of reps that you run with a guy do eventually matter. And you do have to have a familiarity to be able to be on the same page, be on time, and be on target. Something that we know, if you can be, look at the positives of Shador, at least being on target was part of that. But hey, that's a combination of knowing your receivers. It's not as simple as, well, a guy runs a route and you throw it to him. It's not you and your brother, you and your dad playing catch in the backyard, right? And it's like, I play the Turkey Bowl every year, and every time, doesn't matter if it's my cousin, my brother running a slant, I know what that slant looks like. It's like, yeah, when we're playing flag football or two-hand toucher, you're tackling some of your family members and friends in the backyard. It's not going to become so apparent. When you're in full 11-on-11 NFL-style football, those little timing things are the difference between an incompletion and either an incompletion or an interception. It's whether you get the pass to the guy or you might be throwing it into the hands of the defender. So you can tell me not to look into it. And I guess right now, I'll start to abide, right? I'll hear you out. But if we're going through the entirety of training camp and I'm still not seeing Shador running with the first team, and then we get to the season and all of a sudden Shador is playing in a game, it's going to be something in the back of my mind. It's going to be something that I have to think about. Because, I mean, how do you not? If you haven't basically completed a pass to Jerry Jeudy all year long and then you're expected to go in there and tear it up, it's a much different room, a much different and difficult path to get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And really tough to find a way of seeing early on success before you get to a level of comfortability. It's going to be something small. It's going to be minute. But when you're drafting fifth round quarterbacks, those are the things that matter. 216-474-0092. Should we be reading into Shador not working with the first team while Dylan Gabriel is getting those reps? All right, we'll get some of your calls on this. Plenty coming up for you guys. 25 minutes away, we'll get to Get a Grip. We'll probably get to Station Buzz coming up here around 9:40 as well. But I want to talk a little bit more quarterback coming back on Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan. I mean, we are just running absolutely rampant. I don't know what the national media was on with the last 2 days, but it has turned into Browns mania. And I know, Shador brings a lot of that conversation. And honestly, a lot of the conversation nationally that we're going to be talking about here, yes, surrounding Shador Sanders, because let's waste no time. John Middlecoff, NFL draft analyst on the Colin Cowherd podcast, going through and throwing out what I think is a blasphemous scenario of a situation that could go down in Cleveland this year.
Shador by week 8 is starting. Do you think I'm out of my mind?
If it gets to a point, the team's not going to be very good. If they force him to start Shador Sanders and the coach doesn't want to play him, I do think Kevin Stefanski by the end of the year will just quit. It'll be one of those situations where Stefanski and Barry, who are very highly thought of, they overdrafted Gabriel to keep the owner off their back, and then the kid kept falling and then he made him draft him.
I think it's true because I asked GMs about Dylan Gabriel and they're like, he's not a third round draft pick.
I knew people that thought the guy was undrafted because of his size. Not that he's not. I mean, he was an excellent college player and he's very productive, but going in the third round, I think, was a jarring move for a lot of teams. Like, wow. And I truly believe they did it. And if it's the visuals of the owner hovering over him, but he was there in the fifth round.
I mean, I just don't know how we're looking at this. Like, realistically, if it comes down to starting Shador Sanders, if the season is out the window, guys, Kevin Stefanski is not quitting. Okay, if you are forced to play Shador in a season that is basically already lost, which I think is about the scenario that John and Colin laid out there, hey, what is the point of being like, well, this is ridiculous? I mean, you drafted the guy. Jimmy Haslam's call at the end of the day, and I don't know that we're fully buying into the fact that Jimmy made the pick on Shador Sanders, and it wasn't just Barry looking in absolute value and a steal in the fifth round and being like, yeah, it's too far. Actually, we're not letting him fall any further. It felt like, to me, that was more of what played out, but I would never rule out the idea that Jimmy basically looked at you and said, no, you're going to be taking Shador here. Not ruling that out. But the idea that he would quit, guys, we're just throwing around the idea that NFL coaches are basically, we're just going to, I'll stop being a coach here and I'll get another coaching job. I think Kevin at some point probably would get another head coaching job, but it's by no means a guarantee. There is no coach actively going out there and being like, oh, I'm really hoping I'm not doing this next year, right? Hope I'm not a head coach next year. I don't think that's a scenario that Kevin's playing in. If you draft the guy, and the way that the front office, and I think you can look at the way that Andrew Berry's spoken about him, you know, look at the way the coaches, including Kevin Stefanski himself and Tommy Reese, have spoken about Shador so far this year. This is not a scenario where you are going to be forced to play him. If you were forced to start him week 1 and nobody actually thought he was able to go, we're looking into a scenario here. Like, that is something that's a different conversation. But if you're going through in this and you've already tried out Joe Flacco and you look back and you're 0-6 or you're 1-5 or, you know, maybe we played out two quarterbacks and you got 2 or 3 wins on the board, Kevin's by no means just being like, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. You're probably thinking about the exact opposite. Any scenario that I can get into to actually just keep my job. I mean, is there a real different read on this? We think Kevin Stefanski is miles beyond wanting to start a quarterback who could actually take over and be a franchise quarterback for him. Worst thing that happens is Shador plays and Shador doesn't look good. At any point, I mean, if Shador plays and doesn't look good and you're being forced to start him and that happens, there's a chance you're just out the door anyway. Right? You're just getting fired at that point. There's no reason in going and quitting on your team. I don't know if, John Middlecoff here is basically trying to throw out the idea of, like, he legitimately quits, like, tries to walk out the door, and he's like, hey, we can frame this as a parting ways, but I'm gone this week and this week right now, or just saying, yeah, you might coach it out, but it's not going to be with a real intention of being here next year. But either way, like, Kevin is desperate to find the proper quarterback on this team. Make no mistake, I think Kevin has proven he has been desperate to find the next quarterback on this team. You were basically forced and backed into a corner to start Deshaun. Also, I think it's fair that even as bad as he was, aside from Joe Flacco, he was the best quarterback on the roster that you had. Like, when you started 2024, we got to see a lot of those quarterbacks play. Yeah, there's a good chance that, hey, I don't know that he was the most talented. Jameis showed you something, but it wasn't much. Like, you still went out there and won three games. It's not like Jameis was leading you to victory. More exciting of a product, not desperately a better product in terms of the win-loss category. So I just don't know in what world Kevin Stefanski is trying to leave, and in what world that any coach that's trying to coach a rookie quarterback that doesn't have a franchise guy and that guy's not a first-round pick is basically just trying to walk out the door like that and not trying to get a potential fix for his job. Why not just try to make the kid work? Like, clearly, I think the way that people have talked, he's not, like, god-awful. He's not complete garbage. Can throw the football. He can spin it. His chance of being a starter at the next level might be just as good as Dillon Gabriel, who they really ripped on in that clip, and Kenny Pickett. Like, I can look at all three of those quarterbacks, and you know what my assessment is? Maybe not the greatest chance they pan out, given the where they're drafted and the scenarios that they're in. But they're all sitting right around the same spot. I'm willing to take the dart throw. If the Browns go out there and try to tell me Dillon Gabriel is the better quarterback and we have more faith in him, I'm going to hear him. I'm going to watch Dillon Gabriel play football. I might have a negative mindset going in because I don't believe in Dillon Gabriel personally. But you got to keep at least somewhat of an open mind. I don't think coaches are up here and just leaving. And I don't think that Shador is the type of quarterback that causes you to quit. If you forced me, I don't know, I mean, there's been some Browns decisions. You forced me to play Deshaun Kizer. You forced me to play Cody Kessler. Both higher draft picks, both presenting just about nothing at the quarterback position. When you forced me to play those guys, that might be grounds for me wanting to quit on a team and leave. I don't know for a fact Shador is going to be better than those guys. I know for a fact Shador went out there and at least impressed in his final season in college. And was a multi-year starter, a four-year starter, three-year starter between Jackson and between Colorado. You should definitely be giving that guy a chance. And I think that goes with any of these quarterbacks. Like, I would love it if Kevin's on board. Like, at that point that you're turning to Shador, what are your other options? I mean, if you're being forced to play him, it has to have felt like Jimmy has had his hands basically pressed. And I would think that if you're being forced to play him, you've probably already tried out two other quarterbacks. I mean, your next best option, if we're on quarterbacks 3 and 4, can't be a significant upgrade over Shador. And again, your season is out the window. So I'm asking you guys at 216-474-0092. Hey, you buy that for a second. You think Kevin Stefanski would consider quitting if he's forced to play Shador? I mean, I'm trying to think of a single instance where I've basically heard a head coach in the NFL up and quit on his team. It just seems like something that just sort of pulled out of the ether. It's a good talking point. It's something that I think is interesting and definitely creates some clicks for John and Colin, but we're based in reality. There's just no world in which I'm going through and making that decision. There's a reason. Like, Shador Sanders is the second most popular quarterback in Cleveland. Between the fans, it's not just going to be Jimmy wanting to see him on the field. I'm going to take a wild stab and say there's coaches in that building who probably would like to see Shador Sanders take the field. I don't know about right now. I'm not saying week one. I'm saying at some point in this season, and you get to that scenario, I would think there's probably a coach in the building that's saying, yeah, why not give Shador the shot? There will certainly be fans. There's fans saying start him week one. There's going to be a calling for Shador. You knew that when you drafted him. If Kevin didn't like the idea that Shador was going to play at some point this season, then Kevin probably should have walked out the door the minute they drafted him. Been like, find somebody else to coach this team then. Because there's a very high likelihood that I think you end up seeing Shador Sanders on a football field this year. Because I think you have a long combination of things that add up to make that true. Again, the lack of a quarterback on the roster, but yes, at some point, the hype does make that something. There is going to be external pressure to see a quarterback of that caliber that people valued that highly and has that much of a fan base surrounding him. There's external pressure. That might come down from ownership because Shador is going to sell tickets. The minute that you say he's starting, I'm imagining a lot more people showing up to that game, especially if we're talking about in the down in the dumps of the season. And you're also just talking about a guy that people want to see. Like, as hyped up as he is right now, as much coverage as he gains right now, there's just a large part of your fan base that wants to see what happens. And I think rightfully so. Every conversation that we have surrounding Browns quarterbacks, I'm telling you guys, I'm looking at these guys and saying, until one works, you keep recycling, re-spin the wheel, see who's next on the quarterback list, who's next, what name pops up on the wheel of quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns. Because you kind of have to. That's your long-term solution. Is play a young guy until you've proven all the young guys that you've gone out and gotten don't work. Again, it's basically a repeat scenario of your job's on the line. If Jimmy believes in you, he's probably going to hang on to you and he's probably going to keep you around. If he doesn't believe in you, well, your job was probably doomed unless Shador worked in the first place. I just don't see the thought process behind Shador not being good enough for a quarterback and a coach to just give him a shot. You cannot believe in him. You cannot, and I'll listen to you on that. I will. You can tell me Shador's not going to be a good quarterback, and I'll hear your reasoning. I don't think he's a absolutely polished, ready-to-go product either. But I also don't think he's a seventh-round pick. There's guys drafted down there that if you started him this year, you would have real questions. Shador's not one of those guys. I mean, we've seen him play right now in drills. He looks good. We've seen him play in college. He looked good. Playing against at least semi-competitive defenses. I'm not going to hype up the Big 12 in any way, shape, or form on that front, but he played some decent teams, some decent defenses, and he looked good during that time. Again, it all circles back to the fact that you got to go see what the rookies have. At least give it a shot. Give yourself a fighter's chance to go out there and actually keep your job and maybe find a quarterback long term. Kevin Stefanski can be a winning coach, truly, in my eyes. I believe that's possible. I think he has to have a quarterback to do it, though. I think at some point, if you're going to go through and actually make a real change for this team and push them into Super Bowl contention within the next few years, the quarterback has to be there. It can happen under Kevin Stefanski, but he needs a guy that fits his system and plays it well. The idea that a rookie could be that, I mean, you bring anybody into this team, I'd be making a very similar argument for any one of them. If it was the other side and you're saying Dylan Gabriel was on the other side of this, I'd be making the same argument.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.